This episode is sponsored by Velcro Brand. Okay, this sucks, and there's a thousand different expensive and fancy ways to manage cables. But this, my friends, is the best way. Number one, it's a big ass roll. Number two, you can cut it to any size that you want. And number three, it's reusable. And just like that, the deed is done. Stop spending a ton of money to manage your cables. You're welcome. Yo, what's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech. Of course, the show that gives you all the latest tech news from one geek, that's me, to another, that is you. Happy Thursday, if there is such a thing. I want you to do something for me. Go over and follow me on Instagram. I'm going to be using Instagram stories quite a bit. And I want to see which one I like better, Snapchat or Instagram. But right now, I'm going to be using Instagram. So if you're not following me already, go do that. News. Speaking of Instagram stories, not everyone has it, especially if you use Instagram on the web, which I kind of hope you don't. If you want to see Instagram stories on the web, though, in an unofficial capacity, there is a Google Chrome extension that just made its way onto the web. I will link it down in the description below. So if you use Chrome, if you use the web version of Instagram, install the plugin, you can see stories. A couple episodes ago, I told you how Facebook has found a workaround and they are going to show you ads on the platform even if you have an ad blocker installed. On that same show, I also said this. I think ad blockers will also advance with this. So Facebook, if you want to keep ads, if you want to keep showing them, you're going to have to stay one step ahead of these ad blockers like every day. All the time. Well, guess what? Just 2 days after I said that, just 2 days after Facebook launched these unblockable ads, the newest version of AdBlock Plus has come out. And guess what? It blocks said unblockable ads. Shocker. So if you want to use Facebook without seeing all those ads, install the newest version of AdBlock Plus. I'm sure that pretty soon Facebook will come out with another workaround. We'll have some more unblockable ads, and then the next day they'll be blocked via AdBlock Plus. This is going to be a never-ending cycle. A never-ending cycle. Just let the games begin. May the odds be ever in your favor. Speaking of Facebook, let's talk about the news feed. The news feed is terrible, but Facebook did not make the news feed terrible. Your friends made the news feed terrible. And believe it or not, Facebook is always trying to tweak things to make things more relevant, to get rid of the clickbait, and to get rid of the just garbage that is all over our lives on our news feed. Now they're going to be tweaking the way that news stories show up in your news feed, going to show you the most useful ones higher and the ones that aren't useful and just suck lower. Facebook is now introducing the ranking signal on top of all the other algorithmic ways they determine what you need to see on your newsfeed. This is going to be another one. Someone clicks a link to a news story. If they find it useful, they can rank it out of 1 to 5 stars. And then based off of that information and who your friends are and what you're likely to comment on, what you're likely to share, what Facebook thinks you're interested in, those will start ranking higher than ones that are terrible. We'll see how it goes. It depends on how it's actually implemented. It might be terrible. It might still be terrible. We'll find out. Here's some interesting Twitter news. Back in 2015, Twitter held a Q&A for the president, President Obama, for him to obviously get tweets and then answer the questions in the tweets. But we're now finding out that those tweets were censored. So literally anything involving negative language or something that was hurtful or harmful towards the president on Twitter was filtered out. Why is this interesting? Well, because Twitter refuses to implement any sort of filter when it comes to your Twitter feed because they believe in free speech. They're always promoting free speech. Anyone in your Twitter feed should be able to say whatever they want. If you don't like what they're saying, just block them. There has been no way to filter out certain things, and that's why the story with Instagram is so big, how Instagram is now going to implement filters for your comments. So if someone says something bad, if they include a word that you chose to be excluded, then that comment will not show up at all. Twitter refuses to do that. That's why this is so interesting. What do you guys think? Should they be promoting free speech? And is it fair that they kind of censored President Obama's Q&A questions? I don't know about this one. Should turn my notifications off. As we talked about before on this show, Spotify is getting ready to launch 12 brand new original shows, video content on the platform as a way to get you to continue to use Spotify or choose to use Spotify. Well, one of those shows has launched. It's an animated show called Deconstructing. The pilot went out today and it explained the history of EDM. It's cool. It's a good video. I'll link it down in the description below, but personally, it's a good video for YouTube. Not a reason to get Spotify. It's now time for Ask a PT, the segment of the show I take one question from you and I answer it for you. From TechFiber on Twitter, iOS or Android?